We can be assured at least we'll be floating in this nectar of the supreme tidings of ecstasy and Nam Sankirtan by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami. Jai. And Gurva Abhista Supurakam Gurugana Shisha Shambhu Shitam Chintya Chintya Samasta Vedinupadam Shirupa Pantanugam Govindam Abhiram Ujvaram Vratnum Bhaktyan Vitam Sundaram Vande Vishwa Gurun Chadivya Bhagavat Premno Hibija Pradam Devam Divyatanum Suchandavaram Barlaka Chilanchitam Sandarananda Puram Satekabaranam Bairagya Vidyam Buddhim Sisidantaninim Subhakti Lasitam Sarasvatan Nambaram Vandetam Subhadam Madekasharanam Naishishvaram Sridharam Om Agyara Timurandasya Ganandana Salakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vanchakalupatarubhyascha Kripasundubhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Tanarpi Sunuchena Tororiva Sahishnuna Amanina Maradena Kirtaniya Sadahari Jai Guru Dev. So, in this month of Kartik, we are actually very supremely fortunate to have Srila Govinda Maharaj coming here during this month of Kartik. Actually, it says that whatever devotional service one performs during this month of Kartik, one gets 100 times the benefit. And of course, we're talking about infinite benefit, so we're talking 100 times infinity. Anyways, and to have Srila Govinda Maharaj coming here during this month, it's our great fortune, because this one will be engaging us in this process of bhakti, bhakti ananda yoga. So it is our supreme good fortune. I can't even tell you how fortunate we are. And this is not something that we just do on Sunday, of course. Of course, most of you are all the devotees here. I don't see too many newcomers guests here. But anyways, this is something, this is our whole life. This is something we have to do constantly. And ye yatamam upadyante tamstatai vi bhajamiham. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So the more we give, the more we surrender, the more we forget ourselves, Atmanik Shapanam, self-forgetfulness, actually. This is even higher than Atmanivedanam, I mean, which is self-sacrifice. So we have to forget this, our ego, who we are. We're just a serving unit. We are, you know, Jibeta Sarup Hoy Krishner Nitya Das. Our eternal form is that of a servant of Krishna. And how do we serve Krishna? Through Guru Dev. Actually, Heno nite bine bai Radha Krishna paite nai. Without going through Nitai, Guru Dev, can't hope to get Radha and Krishna. This is a hallucination. This is a farce. It says, by the mercy of God, one gets Guru, and by the mercy of Guru, one gets God. So, Acharya mam vijaniyam. Krishna says, I am the Acharya. So actually, worshipping Guru Dev, he is higher than God, because he is nearer and dearer to God for the disciple. And we all know our Mott's logo, the beautiful logo. Is it here someplace?
On top of the sanghasana.
Yeah, okay. And, of course, the flute. Krishna is always playing the flute and attracting everybody. Actually, that's what Krishna means. Krishna means to attract, and Na means to give pleasure. And so he's giving ecstasy, attracting everyone, and then giving them this ecstasy. And how? Through the flute. He's playing this flute, and he is engaging everyone. So we have to tune in. Tune out everything else and tune in. And how do we do that? By serving Guru Dev and the Vaishnavs. That's the real way to tune in. And then we can drop out. Tune in, turn on to the holy name, to Guru Dev's service, and drop out. Drop out of this material world. Otherwise, if we don't drop out, we'll continue to drop in birth after birth, continually. Different species of life. You know, we can try them all. It's up to us. But anyway, so here with the Mott logo, of course, we know that the Shisha is represented, the disciple is represented by the lotus. And then the Om, that is the Krishna sun. And so that is the life-giving, the sun gives energy, life to the plants. So to the lotus, it gives, this nurtures the lotus. But without the cooling water, which is the guru, which the disciple is firmly rooted in, that very same sun, Krishna's sun, will burn that lotus, burn the disciple. So by the mercy of guru, we get everything. And without guru's mercy, we have nothing. It's all about guru bhakti. So we're once again so fortunate to have Srila Govinda Maharaj coming here. And his health may not be so well, so he may be tired and we may not get to see him as much as we like. Well, I'm sure we won't get to see him as much as we like. And so it might be a little to have him so close, but then on one level so far, it'll be a bit of a test. Actually, I was reading Srila Govinda Maharaj. He was talking about Kurukshetra. And, of course, we know that Kurukshetra, the Kurukshetra conception, that is the highest conception. And actually, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I will make my place of bhajan at Kurukshetra. And because there, after 100 years, Srimati Radharani was reunited with Krishna. But he was a king then. He had his queens. And they were together, but now it wasn't in Vrindavan. He wasn't that, you know, cowherd boy. They weren't all the beautiful pleasure groves there, gardens and forests and the Jamuna River. So it wasn't the same. And Srila Govinda Maharaj gives the example. It's like if you're very hungry and you have a plate of food in front of you, but you can't eat it. And this is, but it's right there in front of you and you're looking like that. So, you know, these are very high topics and we can't enter into them. But at the same time, that is, still, it is separation. And that is always the safe position to ever, you know, think that we can, even begin to think about union. That is, it'll be sahajism. That will ruin our spiritual life. And so always separation, that is the safe position. So now Srila Govinda Maharaj, we may be somewhat separated from him. He will be up there, but he knows, of course, what we are doing. And just like even when he's right there, we're down here, and if he's telling us to come down and have Sankirtan, that it is directly under his order, and that will be directly under his mercy, and we will feel that. We will feel that extra energy, that extra nurturing. And he's the dynamo, and to be so close to the dynamo, you can't get but start to hum. And so anyways, it's just like they say, if you take a fluorescent bulb and you go under some big power lines. I don't know if these are big enough over here, but go under some really big power lines. Just holding the fluorescent bulb in the air, it will start to glow. So similarly, we're close to Guru Dev. He's the dynamo. Hopefully we can start to glow if we can tune in. So Guru Dev says we must make ourselves like a good receiver, a good radio receiver. Now there's so much rust encrusting our antenna. We can't tune in. We don't even know what station to tune into, maybe. And so he's trying to, by this process of Guru Vaishnav Seva, Harinam Sankirtan, we're trying to cleanse our heart of all this dust, this karmic crud that is encrusting our heart. And so when Guru Dev is here, he will be closer, so the broadcasting signal may be a little stronger. And even though ultimately it isn't, there's no such thing as distance. That is an illusion, you know, when it comes to the plane of consciousness. Guru Maharaj says one may be a million miles away and he may be right there, and one may be right there, but he may be a million miles away in consciousness. So it's all about how we can tune into his instructions, his lotus feet. That's ultimately his lotus feet or his instructions. So what is his major instruction? Is Tanara Pisanuchena Torori Vasa Hishtana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sarahari. Chant the holy name in a humble state of mind, giving all honor to others, expecting none in return. In such a state of mind, we can always chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. See, if we're always peaceful with others and we're always giving honor to others and we're not making any problems in the environment, then no problems will be coming back to us and our mind will be very peaceful, and then we can always chant Hare Krishna. But if, you know, we're somehow agitated and disturbed and clashing with the environment, then that will make us not able to chant Hare Krishna so easily. So, and if we're chanting Hare Krishna properly, then Krishna says, the one who remembers me and sees me everywhere, then I will never be lost to him, nor will he be lost to me. So that is it. We have to chant the holy name constantly and try to engage constantly in this Guru Vaishnav Seva. This is the highest thing, actually, Vaishnav Seva. What does Krishna says? Krishna says, one who says he is my devotee is not my devotee, but one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So in simile, Gurudev's devotee, we don't just have to be Gurudev's devotee, we have to be the devotee of his devotees. We have to serve his devotees. Not, oh yes, I can only serve Gurudev. No, this is Kanishta Adhikari position, you know, beginning devotee. He sees the deity, comes in, oh, Jai, Shri Krishna, Jai, bows down. And then, you know, there's a great soul, you know, or even sometimes a guru. I've seen people there in India, you know, Gurudev will be right there and people will come in, they'll bow down to the deity and act like they have so much devotion, and Gurudev will like walk up there and they won't even pay him maybe any, never mind, you know. And why? Because they're on the beginning platform. They're only seeing Krishna in his Murti form. Or they're not even ultimately seeing Krishna in his Murti form, but they're thinking they are. They're trying to. And, of course, you know, because we have such a great guru, he gives us the proper conception in everything. And just like in coming before the deity, he says, we're not trying to see the deity. We're trying to have the deity see us, get his merciful ray upon us, having our consciousness adjusted by him. And he said, we must do this. We must go in front of the deity every day and get our consciousness adjusted so that we will be in this mood of giving honor to others. We will be in this loving mood of chanting always. And if we're chanting always and trying to deal in a humble way with others and serving others, actually become like a competition of service. Oh, can I serve you more? Can I serve, you know, in that way? And it's just like Srila Govinda Maharaj, he's always saying, and I guess especially even more so this time about Caracas, they have the best kirtan in the world. And if you've listened to them online, they're pretty sweet. And so anyways, we might not be able to compete there, but we can at least try. So we have to try, actually. Transcendental competition. So this is so this is our ashram like this. If we can, there's still a few days left. There's so much service to make things ready for his arrival. And if we can, like, be mad, like, you know, bees and just busy bees, just cleaning and doing so many different sevas, talk to Hasapriya Prabhu or some of the other devotees, find out what you can do. And, actually, and you will find that you will get that nectar, the nectar of service, because that's where the nectar's at, is in service. So let me talk a little bit about this month, holy month of Kartik. And so during the month of Kartik, which is the most sacred month of the year, actually it's the month of Sri Radha. Here it is. So this is from reading from Sri Chaitanya Saraswati, the voice of Sri Chaitanya Dev. These are holy talks and from Srila Guru Maharaj. Ashvini Varuni Kirtika. Kirtika is the name of the third daughter of Daksha. It was a custom in Braja Mandal to name one's daughter after one of the daughters of Daksha Prajapati. So Radharani's mother was Kartika, and Radharani is called Kartiki in the sense that she is born from Kirtika. So regarding the holy month of Kartika, Sanatan Goswami has given the clue. Mashanam Marga Shirshaham. Krishna says of all months, the months Marga Shirsha, November, December, represents me. So this just started on the full moon the other day. So it goes from full moon to full moon. It can follow that the goddess representing the presiding month, Kartika, represents Radharani. Kartika month is the month of the vow name as Urja Brata. Urjeshwari is also a name of Radharani. Urja means resources. All resources culminate in her. She commands all resources. The Shakti, power, our resources, are commanded by her. So the vow followed in the month of Kartika, known as Urja Brata, goes ultimately to the connection of Urjeshwari, Sri Radhika. And thus Vaishnavs lay stress upon the observance of Kartik, especially with the aspiration of satisfying Radharani to attain her service in the service of Krishna. And of course, we also know in the highest sense, Gurudev is none different from Srimati Radharani. And one young girl had just asked, like, Gurudev, are there any such things as fairies? And so Gurudev said, how old are you? And she said, I can't remember, 17 or 18. And he goes, well, then this is an appropriate question for you. And he goes, but we don't try to necessarily get involved in such things or talk about such things, you know, and said some other nice things like that and you know, gave some nice answer like that. But anyway, so this devotee later, he told me, he goes, I thought I should bring the conversation up to a higher level. You know? So you know there's a problem right there. You know, you're thinking like this. And he you know, was humble enough to really realize it. And Gurudev, of course, pointed it out as you hear from the story. But anyway, so he said, Gurudev, isn't it true that we should see the guru as representing Srimati Radharani? And he said, so he got very heavy. And of course, Gurudev is heavier than the Himalayas. Of course, he's also softer than a rose, but he's also heavier than the Himalayas. So he said, how did he say it exactly? He said, why do you ask? And you know the answer. And if I tell you the answer, you will forget it in 1 week. So the point is, first of all, he's not the representative of Srimati Radharani. He is non-different than Srimati Radharani. Of course, in the safer position to see him as Nityananda Prabhu. Once again, all these high things, you know, it will be a natural thing. It will naturally come about. It's like Guru Maharaj gives the example of a young girl who asks about, well, when I have a baby, how will I have this baby? And can you tell me all about it? And how does that work? And the mother says, when the time comes, you will know. You will know what to do exactly. It's like Guru Maharaj also gave the example of during the Second World War, there was a poster, and there was and the poster said, put on the uniform, and the uniform will tell you what to do. So, like that. You know, these are natural things. And these high topics, they will automatically come to us by the mercy of Gurudev, Guru Kripa, Guru's mercy, when the time is right. We don't have to artificially meditate on these things and like that. And of course, we don't have to try to bring the subject matter up to a higher level. But at the same time, in a proper way, it's like one time somebody was asking all these questions from Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj would be quite patient. And actually, even Guru Dev has said about Guru Maharaj and me, there we have some difference in that way. Like Guru Maharaj, you could ask Guru Maharaj so many different questions, and he would give you an answer. But Guru Dev actually does like the questions to come up to a particular level. And even Guru Maharaj also, sometimes his patience could get thin too. So one time this person had asked so many questions for so long, and many of the questions, they're like some of the questions in Search for Sri Krishna, like the LSD questions where Guru Maharaj said LSD stands for leading to spiritual death and like that. These came from this personality. But finally, Gurudev said, I am tired of these questions. I'm not an inquiry office where you can put your question to me and I must give reply so that you can vomit it out in some book. And so that is it. He was trying to write a book, and unfortunately, later on, he did write this book. It's called The Love of God Workbook. And, well, yeah, anyways. And, If you want love of God, do not read it. So he vomited it out. And so that's the thing. Things have to be living. We have to take them into our heart in a living way. They will naturally blossom. Not that we can artificially try to go to some plane, some platform by our own ascending method. This isn't like parkour where we can, you know, leap a building in a single bound. And no, what is ever on the top of the building that we're supposed to have, that will come down to us. Of course, we have to make some attempt to go there. You know, that is sadhana bhakti. That is, you know, making these different, doing some vow, actually. It is nice in this month of Kartik if we can do some vow of service, some vow of taking shelter of Gurudev, taking shelter of the holy name. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, somebody was asking him about this Urja Brata vow. They said, how can we do this? He said, chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day without sleeping. You can do that? But anyway, of course we can't do that, probably. I certainly can't. But if we can serve as much as we can and minimize our other, you know, bodily demands, minimize our, you know, entertainment, which isn't of the transcendental variety, we will be more than rewarded. We will be supremely blessed, and we'll feel that blessings, because this is actually the only thing which does give blessings. Everything else may give some good result, but what is a good result? Good and bad, they will come and go. Good results will bind you in golden chains. They will put you in a, you know, first class prison cell. You know, you can be one of these prisoners where, you know, the warden comes and, you know, gives you gourmet food or whatever. You're still in prison. You know, it's like, wow, big deal. You know, it's like Gurudev gave the example of, like, if you're in a prison and you put up all these curtains so that you can't see the cell, the bars, you know, okay, maybe you should remember you're in prison, you know, who cares? You're still in the cell. Why decorate the cell, you know, put Ralph Polo paint on the walls and, you know what I mean? No, so anything we do here, this will come and go. The result will come and go. But what we do for that spiritual realm, for the transcendental realm, through the agency of the Vaishnava and Guru, that will be to our eternal credit. That will never go. That will never leave us. At the time of death, that will be the only thing that will save us from descending down into the lower species. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's like the Sanskrit word for meat is mamsa. Mam means me and sa means he. So right there, mamsa, me, he. I am eating you, you will get to eat me. So we have all done these things. We have done so much for so long, for lifetime after lifetime. So we have all this karma there, loads of karma. And we don't ever chant and we don't ever serve with the express desire to get rid of that karma. Actually, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, let me suffer the lot for which I am due, but just give me the association in the service of the Vaishnavs. He says, even let me be born as an insect in the house of a devotee so that I can hear the chanting of the devotees. Like that. That is the reason. Rather than a Brahma, Lord Brahma, the creator of the whole universe, if I am not a Vaishnav. So, you know, that is our mood. But at the same time, one Nama Bas, one shadow reflection of the name can eliminate more sins than we can ever commit. So we have to just, in the cure for Nama Parad, which is offensive chanting of the name, is constantly chanting. So we have to constantly chant, constantly serve like that. And then soon, one day, actually the real name, the holy name will appear. And we won't have to be told this is the holy name. The holy name. It will conquer us. And it will take over. And like Gurudev said, this is, sometimes Gurudev, he can't say certain things. He says, sometimes I am a cheating guru. Why? Because I am not telling people what they really should hear. And why? Because they cannot handle the truth. And so that's it. So we have to come to the plane of being able to handle the truth. We want to hear the real truth from Guru Dev. And he is always seeing good everywhere. But at the same time, sometime he may correct us. He may chastise us like that. And actually, he likes us if his devotees can do these things, teach others things in the mood of loving rectification. Guru Maharaj said that is the difference between criticism and correction, is that mood of loving rectification. And it's only from a senior to a junior, because otherwise it will violate the social order, the etiquette, which is a jewel on the Vaishnav. So it won't be properly received. It won't be so easily digested. But in that mood of loving rectification, if we can learn something, you know, from a senior, then of course that is very intelligent. You know, we go to school, we don't hesitate to be submissive to our teachers and our professors and hear from them and, you know, not think that everything they're telling us is total garbage, at least on the subject matter that they're talking about. But here in spiritual life, or what to speak of in this line, we can't hear from somebody who's been around for 10, 20, 30 years and, you know, think maybe they know something, especially if Guru Dev says, listen to them. And anyways, so Guru Dev, he's coming with all his wonderful generals, so many generals. And so they'll be here and they'll be giving classes and kirtan. And it's going to be a mahotsav, a maha utsav. Utsav means festival, and mahotsav means a great festival, grand festival, the grand festival of chanting the holy names. So we're in for a good one. So take advantage of it. You know, the more we can come, the more we can take advantage of it. You know, all these other things, and so much. Like Guru Dev says, so many lives we've lived for ourselves. We can't give one for Gurudev, for Krishna, like that. So this is why we have these different vows in things like Ekadasi Day also. So we can make some little, we can give one day Ekadasi to the Lord, okay? On that day I will do more service. On that day I will dedicate myself. And then I will get more reward, more remuneration. Guru Maharaj says, according to the necessity of service, the remuneration varies accordingly. So he gives the example, like on a battlefield during war, water is of sometimes very rare, and at that time one will give almost anything for a little water, even though it is not such a valuable commodity. But so according to the value of the intensity of the necessity of service, the remuneration varies accordingly. So during these different times, Kartik Vrata, also Ekadasi, the divine couple, their enjoying spirit, Guru Maharaj has said, increases. And so if we can do service during these times, we can do some sadhana during these times, some chanting, we will get a higher remuneration. Also, like in the Holy Dham, if we perform service there, we will get more remuneration. And so therefore, they also say, like, if you perform service in the Holy Dham, you get 100 times the remuneration. So if you do it in the month of Kartik, it's 100 times 100. And so this is the Holy Dham. This is a temple, a mandir. So, you know, and then once again, this is all times infinity. This is the mathematics of infinity. So infinity times anything is of infinity. So the more infinity we can get, the more infinitely we'll be blessed. And the more we can continue. Actually, this is capital. The more capital we have in our devotional service, then the more we can execute our devotional service. And we keep investing that capital, Guru Maharaj says. We're not misers that we want to come pull this out and then, you know, utilize the fruits of, you know, our labors, our service for ourselves. But no. By performing service, then we get the chance to perform more service. And then the more service we can perform, it's like a snowball. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and gaining momentum. So we have to though, start it off, you know, like what is that? Newton's law. A body at rest remains at rest, and a body in motion stays in motion. So if we can be in the motion of service, and then we will be supremely rewarded. And so we're so fortunate once again to have that chance for a service with Guru Dev, to hear from him, to have his darshan, and to know that he is not a man. He is not, you know, immortal. He is actually, you know, acharya mam vijaniyam. He is to be seen as nearer and dearer than God, as better than Krishna. It is better than Krishna came here, and better than Lord Chaitanya came here, because he is giving. He is so merciful. And Gurudev also says, Krishna has so many living entities in so many infinite universes, unlimited entities, that he is, you know, he is the Mahapita of. He is the Supreme Father for them. So, but Gurudev, he only has so many disciples. He has, you know, I don't know how many Gurudev has at this point. A few thousand, but anyways. And just like Guru Maharaj said about Krishna in the loving search for the lost servant, he has a pang in his heart for each and every one of us. And that is our consolation, that he's searching for us more than we're searching for him. So similarly, Gurudev, he's trying to bring us to that plane, the plane of love and beauty, sweetness, charm. He doesn't want us to rot down here in this material world, lifetime after lifetime. And he says, sometimes I get sad seeing that people, they are not making such advancement. But what can I do? You know, a doctor can only prescribe the medication. It's up to us to follow the treatments. You know, take the medication, also observe the diet. You know, sometimes people will take the medication, but then they'll eat whatever or do whatever they want, you know. So maybe they'll get some result, no doubt. But we want the full result. We have to do the full prescription, the prohibitions, the proscriptions, the prescriptions, like that. And so once again, we're going to have the supreme doctor right here, the soul doctor, and the doctor of love. So, but we have to submit to him. You know, it's not that, you know, hey, wow, I went to the hospital today and I saw, like, you know, this great doctor. Well, you saw him? Yeah, I just saw him. He walked by me in the hall, you know. No, that won't do. We have to submit to him. Tell him our tale of woe. And tell how we're suffering. Ask him, how can I get out? How can I serve you? Like that. And then he will take compassion upon us, seeing that we're suffering like anything, that we're humble, that we really want to follow his prescription. Then he will give us the proper thing. And for us who are not initiated, then we should get that bhakti lata bij planted in our heart. Brahmanda brahmite kona bhagavan jeev guru krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bij. So many universes we've been wandering through since time immemorial, but if we have that supreme good fortune of connecting with the genuine sat, eternal Gurudev, and getting that seed of divine love planted in our heart, it will be of infinite value. There's no downside to it. There's no negative to it. Yeah, I guess the only negative is if you really love animals and you want to like go into a bunch of animal births and, you know what I mean? You know, check out all the different planets throughout all the unlimited universes, like eternally, you know, then yeah, maybe you shouldn't take initiation, you know, but if you want to get out, you want to go to that world of love, of beauty, where every word is a song, every step is a dance, then we should connect with Gurudev, join the family of Krishna. And one time Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, had a bunch of disciples there at the Mat. So Guru Maharaj asked them, said, what has brought you to this Krishna consciousness? What attracted you about this Krishna consciousness movement? And so one of the Matajis there, the deities, she said, we wanted to join the family of Krishna. So Guru Maharaj said, I really like this answer. So that's it. We're eternally in the family of Krishna, but when we, it's just like marriage. It's like, okay, you love your partner, but then you get married to them. You formalize that. You formalize that. So initiation is like that. We formalize it and we make that connection. He says, before we get initiation, it is like preparing the garden. We're preparing the soil and doing so many wonderful things. But then we have to plant that seed, the seed of prema bhakti, the seed of the bhakti lata bij, and this creeper. Because then this, by watering of serving Krishna, serving the Vaishnavas, chanting the holy names, this divine creeper, this vine, will penetrate the coverings of this material universe and actually go penetrate through to the spiritual world and give us service at the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. So that is the goal. That is the prema pumarta mohan. love of Krishna. That is the goal. So we have to understand what is the goal and what is the process to attain that goal. And what is the process? Vaishnav Seva, Harinam Sankirtan. Service to the devotees and chanting the holy names. And, you know, and sometimes Gurudev says, he goes, and, you know, why worry about the goal when the process is so nice? So the process is so nice. So we get to hear, we get to take this Krishna Katamritam, these nectarine talks about Sri Krishna. We get to hear them. We get to drink them in through our ears and into our heart. And this will soothe our heart and actually enable us to transcend the sufferings here in this material world. There's no doubt we're going to have to suffer here in the material world on the external level. But whether or not we'll actually suffer, that's up to our consciousness. If we're on the transcendental plane, we'll be detached. We won't really be bothered so much by these external things. It'll be like a water on a duck's back. They'll just run off. You know, happiness and distress, they'll come and go like the summer and winter seasons, like the heat and cold. We won't be disturbed by them if we're on that transcendental plane, the plane of service, the plane of chanting like that. And so that is what we want. We want to be able to always be serving, because that is the real way to be engaged. Guru Maharaj says we must have some mindful engagement. And what is the best mindful engagement? Preaching, bringing others to this, you know, helping others to come to this process. And by giving the mercy in that way, we'll get the mercy. So as many people as you can bring here to see Srila Govinda Maharaj, that will be to their supreme good fortune, and that will be to your supreme good fortune. And this is what it's all about. These ashrams are developed so that people can come and practice devotional service, practice seva ashram, do seva service. And why? Because this bhakti ananda yoga, this is the yuga dharma. This is the transcendental sanatan dharma, the eternal, the jiva dharma, the natural function of the living entity. This isn't some artificial imposition on the mind. Everything else is an artificial imposition on the mind. Whatever else we're doing, it's just some artificial imposition. And since it's not who we are, it won't ultimately be satisfying to us. But chanting Hare Krishna, hearing about Krishna, hearing these topics, this is the jiva rasayan, the life nectar for the jiva, for the soul. So this is what the soul needs. You know, so many times people take so many preparations and trying to get this health, the fountain of youth. Well, this is the fountain of eternal youth, you know. And one can go back to the spiritual world, play with Krishna, never grow old, never become diseased, never be sad, never have a bad day, never have a bad moment. And our real wealth, Gurudev is always saying, this moment is our only wealth, our real wealth, our only wealth, because this moment is all we have, you know. Because the next moment may not come. Who knows? You know, we may drop dead. Boom. And so this moment. So we have, Guru Maharaj said, Krishna consciousness means constant conscious surrender at every moment. So at every moment we have that choice. Okay? Do I want to think about Krishna? Do I want to serve Krishna? Serve the devotees? Do I want to chant the holy name? Or do I want to, you know, play in this mayic realm? Play in the illusion? Reality, the illusion, the ugly, or reality, the beautiful. It's our choice, you know. So, and Gurudev, he's giving us that reality. He's telling us about that reality. He is talking about it with such realization that when he talks about it, he imparts that knowledge into us, into our heart, and which is actually beyond knowledge. It's jnana sunya bhakti. It's knowledge free devotion. Calculative free devotion. But he's giving that to us. He's blessing us with that. So the more we can hear from him and serve him and attract him with our service, it's not all one. Gurudev, you know, nothing is all one. You know, that's the impersonalist conception. Gurudev, yes, Gurudev, you know, he's trying and he loves everyone. But if we can attract him and please him with some service, then he'll take some special notice of us and give us some special blessings like that. And if we get that blessings of Gurudev, then our success is assured. Our sojourn in this mayic plane, you know, this world of birth and death, disease, old age, mara, jara, jadi, you know, it will be gone. It'll be over. And it's like Gurudev says, you know, we're sadhana, there's nitya buddha, which means eternally conditioned. But then as soon as one becomes blessed with nitya siddha, which means eternally perfect, then it's like turning the light on in the room. You don't talk about the room. Oh, well, the room was dark. No, the light's on. It's like in Russia. He said, everybody here, all my disciples, they are liberated. So to have some vision like that, to see, oh, okay, maybe there's still a little karmic crud encrusting the heart, but I'm not going to look at that. It's like when somebody's in the shower, you don't freak out about how dirty they are because they're in the shower. So we're all in the shower, you know, so we have to be tolerant, you know what I mean? Okay, they just haven't scrubbed enough. Maybe somebody needs lava soap, you know what I mean? Or, you know, maybe somebody needs some of that, agent, you know, the orange stuff, you know what I mean? You know, they got a lot of grease and dirt and grime, you know what I mean? But if they just continue with, you know, eating prasadam, you know, chanting Hare Krishna, hearing these talks, you know what I mean? Engaging this, it's nectar. Why? Well, once again, why is this the supreme process? It says it right in the Bhagavad Gita. There's nothing sentimental about this process. That's what's so wonderful. It's all concrete reality. It's all practical. It makes common sense. Of course, common sense isn't very common, but, It says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam. This knowledge is the king of knowledge, the king of education. Why? Because it gives direct perception of the self by realization. It is the perfection of religion, and it is joyfully performed. So right there, it says why. It gives direct perception of the self by realization. We can actually come to know who we are, not just some like, oh, I believe this because my father told me so or whatever, you know what I mean? No, I can experience it. I can, wow. And when we get just an inkling, just a fraction of a taste, of a glance, of whatever, from Gurudev, of this mercy, we'll become stunned. It will go beyond anything we've ever experienced. It will be a hoaxaja. It'll be a chintya, inconceivable. You know, so that's it. It's inconceivable. And a chintya, we can't even conceive of it. We can't even express it. It's beyond that, ultimately. It's so sweet. Guru Maharaj used to always say, madaram, madaram, madaram. Sweet, sweet, sweet. So it's so sweet. You would just have to say this. Madaram, madaram, madaram. Sweet, sweet, sweet. This is so sweet. Everything else is just chewing the chewed. You know what I mean? Chewing straw. You know, and, I mean, if you want to chew straw, then fine, you know. Plus, it's old straw. It's like, you know, it's like ABC gum. It's already been chewed. You know what I mean? You know, the flavor's gone, you know. It's full of NutraSweet anyways, you know, poison. You know, come on. It's reactionary. Go to the plane beyond reaction, where the only reaction is more ecstasy, more sweetness, more beauty, more love, more service, you know. So, once again, as we surrender, we will get. So as much as we can avail ourselves of this, you know, opportunity to hear from Gurudev, to get his merciful glance. And then we will ultimately get out of this illusion. We'll actually realize, you know, who we are and what our life is meant for. And once that happens, then our success is assured. And it's only a matter of time, you know. So any questions?
Because I think, you know, we believe everything you say and we kind of, we know now. understanding that yet we still continuously, you know, we're still hanging on in the image of the, you know. So it's a question of time. Why is it that we believe in it, understand it, and we still want to hang out in the dirt?
Sometimes Srila Prabhupada used to call it causeless unwillingness to serve. Just, you know, our lack of sincerity. You know, we don't hear enough about it. You know, it's just like when we hear, the more we hear about something, the more we believe in it. More we have shraddha, faith. We enter, you know, if we hear and we associate with, that's the real thing, association. If we're associating with the devotees who are always engaged in these wonderful talks about Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, they're always engaged in this bhakti yoga process, then we'll be drawn in to engage in that same process. But if we don't, you know, we associate with our mind, which is generally not our friend. It can be our friend, but that's a high platform, you know. Guru Maharaj says, no one can do as much harm to you as yourself, and no one can do as much good to you as yourself. So, you know, it's all about what we do, what we want. You know, it's like they have in computers, they have the GIGO principle, you know, garbage in, garbage out, you know, GIGO. You know, if we plug in all this garbage and garbage programs and, you know, all this garbage and load up our hard drive, it'll bog down, it'll slow down. But if we put in the best programs and only the proper things, so similarly, what are we putting in our mind? You know, what are we hearing? If we're hearing garbage, Srila Saraswati Thakur said, from nonsense thought comes nonsense talk. From nonsense talk comes nonsense acts. From nonsense acts come repeated birth and death. So, you know, what are we listening to? What are we hearing? You know, that is making us. We're a product of what we listen to and what we hear and whatnot. And it's hard to transcend that. Yes, a very high Paramahamsa, he can see Krishna everywhere and in every wave. He can watch TV and, oh yeah, it's Krishna and wow, you know what I mean? You know, and it's like Prabhupada said, you know, it's very wonderful if you see you're ever a well-wisher, you know, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, you know, he's there lying, can hardly move, you know, he's almost basically on his departure bed. And he's translating, serving to the very end, translating Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, and can barely talk, but he's doing his service. That's his service. That's his dedication to his service. But then he says, everything moving, acting by the supreme will of Krishna, this consciousness is Krishna consciousness. So that's Krishna consciousness, seeing Krishna moving, playing in everything and in everywhere. So that, to see him behind everything and to understand it's all for the good, all for the best, it's all a sweet wave, a favorable wave, there's nothing bad, you know, Vishwam Purnam Sakayate, the whole universe is a perfect abode of bliss, I'm not going to get bummed out, I'm not going to quarrel with my karma, no, I'm going to smile with, I'm going to chant Hare Krishna, I don't care what happens, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm only going to put in good things by hearing from the devotees, by associating. Guru Maharaj says, that's in a word, it's sadhu sangha. That's the most important thing, is associating with the devotees. Because what do you do when you associate with the devotees? Hopefully, at least. You chant Hare Krishna, you hear from them, you serve them, you take prasadam with them, you do the highest fun activities. So the highest fun activities will draw you to engage in more highest fun activities. And more bhakti ananda yoga. Devotional ecstatic yoga. You know, harinama, 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 eva kevalam, kalona, stevana, 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 gatya, nita. This age of Kali, the name of Hari, the name of Hari, the name of Hari. There's no other way, no other way, no other way to get the highest ecstasy, the highest sweetness, the highest realization, the highest attainment. So that's it. But we have to hear from those who are engaging in this and serve those who are engaging in this. And, you know, in the mundane world, we think, you know, we've got our conceptions, and maybe we think service is draining. It depletes our energy. But Gurudev says, no, but in the transcendental realm, the more service we do, the more energy we will get. Like that. And you see the great devotees, they're serving 24 hours a day. Look at Gurudev. He's doing what a young man can't do, going all around the world. And why? To bless us. He's coming here. He's taking so much trouble to come. And like he says, to see those who can't come to India. And see my friends, my family, like that, to bless us. And most people at that age, they just want to like sit back and kick back. And no, but Gurudev, he cares about us. He's doing this for us. So then we have to take advantage of that, and we will be glad we did. Yeah.
Right. You said tell Gurudev to tell a tale of woe. And I've also heard a number of times that they say Gurudev prefers when we bring in good news.
Yeah.
So how do we harmonize those? Does that mean like we shouldn't go to Gurudev complaining about somebody else, but it's okay to go and tell him our own, reveal our own heart to him?
Right, we should almost always do not go to Gurudev complaining about somebody else. That will definitely backfire on you. That is usually like throwing water into the wind, And it's generally not a good thing. So I don't recommend that. And we just tell him, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and there's a song where Bhaktivinoda Thakur says like that. He says, I come and I it's not that we have to give him all the ugly, dirty details. You know what I mean? He knows. You know what I mean? We just basically have to tell him, please, Gurudev, I'm suffering. Help me. We can, and draw his compassion upon us. When he sees that we're suffering, it's just like if you have a bunch of kids, the kid that's crying the most genuinely, he's the one you go to. He's the one you try to, take care of and assuage his, his boo-boo or his whatever's wrong with him. I've had 8 kids. So, I go to the one who, sometimes there'll be a whining cry, an attention cry, a look at me cry, but then somebody has that's a misery cry, And so you go to the one who gets the misery cry, and the genuine cry, who wants the help. It's not that then you go over there, here, let me put a band-aid in. No, I don't want a band-aid! What do you, don't put any antiseptic on it, that'll sting! Yes, maybe the treatment will sting a little bit, but in the long run, then it will cure the infection. So we're infected with material consciousness. So Gurudev is trying to cure this material infection by giving us the nectar. And at first, sometimes when you take potent medicine, if you take too much, or even as part of the purifying process, you may vomit. There may be some reaction. But ultimately, this is for our good. This is curing us. This is helping us. So purifying effect may be there, But Gurudev, if we stick with the process, we will see. Just like in a fast. Somebody's doing a certain type of fast for health reasons or whatever. They'll go through different stages and the toxins will come up and out and they won't like how they feel. But ultimately, luckily with this, the process is so wonderful. We don't have to worry about that. The process is wonderful. The goal is wonderful. Everybody else who's engaged is in the process is wonderful. Everything about it is wonderful. Like I say, there's no downside whatsoever, And, it's like Gurudev gives that wonderful example of the person who's being attacked by a tiger in their dream. You don't enter into their dream and kill the tiger, shoot the tiger. You just wake them up. So we're having so many dreams. Oh, I don't have any money. Oh, I'm old. Oh, my, this happened, that happened. Oh, I'm dying. I'm getting old. Oh, they just died. Oh, this, that. So many unlimited, endless tales of woe and suffering, and in attachment, from attachment. And but then ultimately, if we wake the person up, no. None of that matters. That's all, you know what I mean, of this realm. You're, you know, thee death can never melt. For thee, thy sire on high has given a treasure, and so lead me on to Vrindavan, you know what I mean? And those are all my chanting charms. So these is a few phrases from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's poem, Sharagrahi Vaishnav, the surrendered soul, So this is what we have to do though. We have to surrender. Unless we surrender, we won't get anything, you know? So without surrender, the whole process is it's just going through the motions. If we're just going through the motions, you know, Guru Maharaj says we may be engaged in the service of the deity for birth after birth, lifetime after lifetime, if it's just external. You know, unless it's heart, it has to be heart deep, not lip deep, not hand deep, finger deep, like that, you know. And so once again, at every moment, we have a choice. We can either be, you know, engaging in service and engaging our mind in these wonderful talks, which will be supremely purifying and supremely wonderful and supremely efficacious for us, for our health, our real spiritual health. Or we can be, you know, going elsewhere, and then we'll get the result, that result, you know. And we have to stop putting garbage in so we don't get garbage out, you know. And so put nectar in, nectar out. Nino, you know, Gigo and Nino, nectar in, nectar out. So that's it. If we just load ourselves with nectar. And during this Kartik Vrata, if we can, you know, maximize the amount of nectar we take in, you know, then we'll become nectarized. And if we're nectarized, then we can nectarize others. And if we nectarize others, then we'll become more nectarized. And they're more mercyized. And so we want to give out this mercy and this nectar, and then it'll start snowballing, and before we know it, we're just like, you know, sporting in an unlimited, infinite ocean of nectar. So Gurudev, he's coming with that infinite ocean of nectar, so we all have to dive deep into it. And even if we're a little afraid of diving or think we can't swim, luckily he's expert at splashing. He'll splash some of that nectar on us. He'll try to entice us to jump in. He said that's why he built Govinda Kund, so that the devotees could play there. They could play like Mahaprabhu used to play. It's all a play. The Lord's play. Gurudev is trying to say, hey, forget the work, man. You know, you're not born to work. Who wants to work? Play. Come join the play of the Lord. And how do you join the play of the Lord? By serving the devotees, by chanting. And then we'll get into this play of the Lord. And it will be a natural thing. You know what I mean? But now we will get to hear from Gurudev, serve Gurudev. You know, and he's very playful, so he will draw us in. We can't help but be drawn in by Gurudev. And so bring your friends, and I think we have to chant now and finish. So anyways, let's see, Hariharaya 43. So page, 43, I think? 43, right? Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, after this, we will take some prasadam. And we will not just be eating that prasadam. We'll be honoring that prasadam. We'll be doing prasad seva. And we will know that this is Krishna. This is ecstasy. This is, you know, the mercy of the Lord. So, anyways, go to Nitai. The wonderful thing is, in this process, anything, if we can do one drop of any of this purely, perfectly, then we'll get the supreme result. One moment, one name, we'll become stunned, we'll get everything, you know. But we have to do it perfectly, purely. And of course, with the chanting of the names of Nitai and Gauranga, Panchatattva, if we do it sincerely, we'll get the full benefit. So Jai Gurudev, Shri Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Upcoming world tour, inundation of nectar for SoCal, Seva Ashram Ki Jai. Srila Bhakti Rakakashira Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Joy. Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Seva Ashrama Ki Joy. The Nectarine Association of the Devotees Ki Joy. Nectarine Chanting of the Holy Name of the Lord Ki Joy. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Joy. Gaudiya Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Shri Kartik Brata Ki Joy.